Hello, everyone, and welcome to the third edition of Blend It, the spinoff series of the Baker Radio Show, The Blender. And my name is Brittany Pagan, back here, your host, as always. And today with me, I have Blair Taylor, a junior at Baker University. Say hi, Blair.
Hi.
So Blair is kind of special guest because she's actually been a guest on my radio show on bakerradio.org, The Blender. So it's kind of cool. She's been in the studio before, and the individuals in the past who have been on Blend It have not been in the studio before. So that was kind of cool that it was their first time. But now I have Blair, a returner. She kind of knows what she's doing. So I'm excited. So for those of you returning, just a quick recap. Blend It is a four-part series for this semester focusing on college among the classes. I am interviewing different individuals throughout the years of college and seeing if I can find any trends, any cool things, and seeing the differences among individuals. And so this week, or this episode, is junior year, which I'm excited about because I'm a junior here at Baker, and so I get to kind of chime in on some things and be able to talk about it and my experiences as well, but with the main focus and highlight on Blair, of course. So are you ready to get started?
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay, so the first thing that I like to start off with is just tell me about yourself, some of your backgrounds, interests, hobbies.
So I'm 21 now. Whoop, whoop. I'm from Springdale, Arkansas, which is really close to Fayetteville, if anyone's familiar. I play soccer here at Baker. I really enjoy playing basketball. That's kind of like my first sport love. I'm a newly introduced Chiefs fan, I guess. Went to my first Chiefs game today, so kind of a big fan now. Yeah, that's kind of like a good little spiel, I guess.
Yeah. No, that is a good spiel. All right, so what brought you to Baker?
So my brother Drake came here. He graduated in 2010, I believe. I was about 7 or 8 when he came here. He played football, and so being 7 and 8, like, I was up here every weekend with my parents watching the games, and I just got familiar with the place. It just felt like kind of my home away from home, since I spent so much time here when I was younger. And I went to a small private school in Arkansas, so I knew I wanted a small school for college, and Baker just fit the mold I had. So
yeah, I think that out of really anyone at Baker, or definitely the people I've interviewed, you have one of the most interesting background stories so far. The fact that you've been coming to Baker for so many years, and it would be every weekend, and you have that family history, I think that's like very special to you, and I think that's really cool. So it's also why I was really excited to have Blair in the podcast, because she has such like a rich history at Baker.
Yeah, it's been really cool, like the relationship that me and my brother have now that I'm here. And like when my freshman year came here, he made me like a How to Survive College in Baldwin City little thing, and had all these ideas and things that he wished he had done. And so it was really cool getting to come up here with like his perspective, and knowing that like things he wished he had done that like I have the chance to do kind of for the both of us now. So
yeah, that's cool. That's really, really cool.
Yeah,
that's awesome. All right, so now we're gonna get into some of the other questions. So what experiences, both good and bad, have helped shape you to be who you are now? These can be like things you learned as a student or just as a person here at Baker so far.
My freshman year was extremely hard for me. I obviously, it was my first year away from home, and being on the soccer team, it was hard coming in as a freshman because I didn't have that much experience. Because I started playing when I was a sophomore in high school, so I was a little late to the game. And so it was really hard because I didn't feel like this was where I belonged. I just struggled to make friends because I had the same friends since preschool at home. And so, I mean, growing up 18 years with someone, like, with the same people, you become really close. And then, you know, having to, I never had to, like, try to make new friends anywhere.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
And so that was probably, it was like one of the hardest things to do, because I didn't really know how to like make friends. Like, I was like, Mom, I'm not good at this. Like, I'm not a people person. I'm not like, I don't know what to do, what to talk about. Like, I don't know if people like me. Like, I kind of have like, not like a different personality, but like, I do. And so I was like, I don't know. And so it was, that was definitely like the year that I think really shaped me to be who I am now. I think I became a lot more comfortable with myself. And that was something that, like, looking back, like, it's kind of crazy because I guess I, like, looking back, I never felt like I was that comfortable with like who I was, mm-hmm. and like what I believed and things like that. And so, like, getting that experience to like come here and like have everything be new and like new people and everything, like, it really shaped me to be like the person that I am now, and being like comfortable in my own skin and like just who I am. So
yeah, no, that is absolutely fantastic, and for you to have that perspective and be able to share that as a junior is really, really helpful.
Yeah, that's awesome. It was pretty hard freshman year to try to figure that out.
Oh gosh,
there was a lot of moments I was like, I want to come home. I don't know what to do. I don't know what I'm doing here and mm-hmm. stuff. But I mean, my parents and my brothers were awesome, and just encouraging me and saying like, make it through this year. You know, like, look at what all you've started. Like, you don't want to like just quit and everything. And they're like, it's gonna get better. It's gonna get better. And so I just had to trust them, even though it was really hard.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like we all like get that, especially as that out-of-state perspective.
Yeah.
So with that, good segue. So what is it like living in Baldwin City compared to the South, since you are from Arkansas, and are you sick of Baldwin yet?
I wouldn't say I'm sick of Baldwin yet, but it definitely has its moments. Like, a lot of the things that are different between here and, like, Arkansas, like, a lot of the scenery is the same, like, the trees and just how beautiful, like, our campus is just reminds me of, like, how beautiful Arkansas is. Mm-hmm. We don't really have, like, a lot of, like, I don't know, what, like, farmland, like, there is, like, if you're going to Lawrence and it's just, like, flat land, mm-hmm. like, we don't really have a lot of that. There's more trees and stuff, so, like, the scenery is definitely, like, in my opinion, I'd say Arkansas is a little bit prettier to look at, but
I get that. We went to Arkansas once, twice. We go like every year almost, but my freshman year we went, and I remember all the trees when we were driving through, and I was like,
oh
my gosh, there's actually hills and mm-hmm. trees. And it was like the first time I've seen that since being in the Midwest. So
yeah, it was
really pretty.
Yeah, so that's probably like the biggest like scenery difference. Other than that, like, I mean, I grew up pretty conservative, and like, I categorize myself as like a Southern Baptist and stuff, and so, and like being a Republican, I mean, that's definitely like a big change. Like up here, there's not a lot of people with that sort of viewpoint, and so, but like at home in the South, mm-hmm. you know, like everyone kind of thinks that way. So it's a pretty different, like. But it's awesome getting to hear, like, other people's opinions, because then it makes me be able to, like, really think about why I think the way I do, why I believe what I do.
Cultural perspective.
Yeah. And so it's helped me to be able to become stronger in, like, what I think, what I believe, my values, and things like that. But I don't know. I mean, the town's a lot smaller than where I'm from. But it's great. I like it a lot. I like the community. And that reminds me, there's a big, like, we have a pretty strong community, like, where I'm at. And so it's cool to, like, see everyone supporting each other like they do, like, at home and stuff. And so, like, small businesses, there's a big movement happening in, like, Fayetteville and Springdale and Rogers, that whole area of, like, supporting local businesses and stuff. And so there's so many local businesses here that it's really cool to, like, know that I'm, you know, like, benefiting, like, helping them and, like, supporting them and stuff. So
absolutely. Sweet.
Yeah.
That was a great answer. Okay. So now completely transferring mm-hmm. or 180. So a lot of people think about, you know, football's here in the summer, basketball will come back, volleyball, but then so do the soccer teams. And so what is it like coming back before everyone else on campus, having to go back and living in the dorms? And what's that like as a team atmosphere and getting to know each other better? What is it like coming back early for soccer in the summer?
I like it. This summer was probably the first summer that I was ready to come back. I was ready to see everybody again and create like stronger relationships with everybody. It's not fun moving back into Irwin. The bathroom, the showers are so small.
So small.
And, like, it's
so
just,
small.
Yeah.
Love Irwin, but so small.
Yeah, love, like, I love the look of Irwin and, like, the, like, retro feel it has, but, man, the showers are so small. It really helps with, like, team chemistry. I think I, like, thought more about that this year, like, seeing people and, like, running up to them and saying hi and just, like, showing excitement to see everybody mm-hmm. and like get started. We were really excited for this year, and so that helped too with like encouraging like the freshmen coming in and things like that. Like, we had a really good team atmosphere this year, and I was really thankful for that because, like, I mean, every team goes through like ups and downs, and I wouldn't say the past 2 years were, like, our greatest with team chemistry, but this year, like, really showed the uphill climb on that, and, like, that was really exciting to get to, like, be a part of and, like, see the love that everybody had for each other. And, but coming back in the summer, like, obviously isn't fun to have to do that, but
yeah.
I was ready this year to come back and, like, see everybody because last year I got to make a lot of relationships, and so I was ready to come back and, like, continue those and building those stronger, so... Yeah.
Nice.
It's hot, though.
Oh, yes.
Practices are pretty brutal, and, like, conditioning and fitness tests were so brutal, but it was really fun.
All looked amazing. I came back to school, and I was like, wow, the soccer team and all the athletes yeah. on campus right now look fantastic. So you guys looked great.
Thank you. I tried really hard.
You did. Always looking good. If you ever need help with eyeshadow, hit up Blair or makeup in general, because when she does her makeup, always looks good. And I'm like, okay, Blair,
thank you.
Don't know how you do that. All right. So now we are juniors, so we count as upperclassmen. What is it like being an upperclassman on campus, and how have the 2 years varied, if they have for you at all, in comparison?
I feel like really old. Like,
I feel old, too. It's so weird. Like, we're not even old.
I mean, I'm 21 now, and I'm a junior, and it just, like, it just kind of hits you, I feel like, all of a sudden. I mean, last year, I was like, oh, I'm still young and stuff, and now, like, mm-hmm. junior year, you're like, I got to get everything together, and
yeah.
I got to figure out what I'm going to do with internships, all this stuff. Like, the real world kind of hits you really fast.
Exactly.
And so... It's just like, I don't know, I feel like this year has made me feel old.
I mean, we're over halfway done at this
I know.
Point, which is weird to think about. Like, we start, I mean, I don't know about you, but I started this semester, I was like, oh, I've got all this time,
yeah.
and, like, I feel older now, mm-hmm. but it still doesn't hit me. And then I think, oh, good Lord, this semester's almost over, which means my time at Baker is, like, done almost.
Yeah.
Because like, it goes so fast.
Yeah, my dad even said... The other day, he's like, you have 18 months until graduation.
Is that really the number?
That's what he said. I mean, I didn't fact check him, but...
That sounds...
Sounds pretty accurate. It sounds about right.
Oh, my
right.
gosh. Oh, my goodness. We have 18 months, Blair. I just realized this.
Oh, man. No. I'm stressing Brittany out.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Just think happy thoughts.
Oh, man. 18 months. Thoughts. I need to make this the best 18 months ever. Wow.
Happy thoughts.
Happy thoughts.
Yeah,
Baker's
it's a good
great.
Thing.
We're
it's
still
a good thing.
Happy thought. We're still here for 18 months.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. We still have 18 months.
I'm a little stressed out now.
Oh no.
It's fine. All right. I'm just gonna keep rolling before I stress myself out too much. So now talking, continuing on with now that you're a junior and you have some experience. You have like a lot of experience, not just with sports and in Greek life. Being from out of state, but also you changed your major, and you changed your major kind of technically late in the game, as some
yeah.
people would consider, and that is something that freshmen are terrified to do. What was your experience with that? What is some of your advice to underclassmen about changing their major, especially because you did it like late in sophomore year?
Yeah. my biggest piece of advice, if you're unhappy with your major, just change it. Like, it's not the end of the world. There's so many other things that, like, is more detrimental to your time in college than changing your major. Because I came in business. I came in with the idea that I was going to do pre-law, go to law school, just all these things. And took some business classes. I took a couple of communication classes just here and there, because they just fit into my schedule. I needed hours, or credits or whatever. And I got to the point where I made my schedule. So going into the second semester of sophomore year, I had gone into my advisor, made my schedule, had everything ready. And like every day I would just look at it and I was like, that doesn't sound fun. That doesn't sound fun. That doesn't sound fun. And it just kind of like hit me one day. I was like, why am I like doing this? Like, why, mm-hmm. why am I like forcing myself to try to do these things and like do things that I'm not that passionate about? And like, before the semester's even started, I dread going to these classes. And then it just kind of hit me. I was like, why don't you just change your major? And so I did. And so
she did it.
Yeah, I did it. So I changed my major to communication, and boop, boop. I have a minor in business now, because I just did I already had the classes done. So I was like, okay, I'll just have a minor. And so it was really easy. It was a really easy process. I just went into my advisor and I said, hey, I don't think this is for me. I don't want to do any of these classes, no offense, but I just think I'm better suited somewhere else. And I talked to the person, Dr. Schaefer, who would be my new advisor, and told her what I was doing. And then they just sent over my advisee folder and made my schedule with her, and that was it. And I did that like the week before classes started, because I was here for interterm. So I did that during interterm, like the week before classes officially started. And the whole semester panned out great. And I'm happier than I've ever been. I also took less hours than I had originally planned, because I wanted to be able to like put my full effort into the classes I was doing, instead of just like, oh, well, I have this and this and this and this. And, mm-hmm. like, just trying to get everything done super fast and get out of here as fast as I could. I took about, I think, 13 hours last semester, and I'm in, like, 13 now, I think.
Wow, that must be nice. I'm in 18.
Yeah.
Wish I was in 13.
It's nice. Of course, there's times where I'm like, you know, I could fit in another class and I could, you know, do like get more credits and all this stuff and be done earlier with my major, but I kind of got to the point where I was having like a lot of like issues with like anxiety. I was having like panic attacks, and because I was stressed out about what I was gonna do. I didn't like what classes I was in. I didn't want to go to law school. I didn't want to do all this stuff. But like, a lot of us like grow up with that idea that like we have to be a doctor, we have to be a lawyer. And like,
yeah.
when people say, oh, I think you'd be a good lawyer, and then you're like, oh, well they think I should be a lawyer. Yeah. And so that was just always going through my mind, and I was like, I can't do that. Like, that's not what I want to do. And then once the anxiety and panic attacks and all that started happening and increasing, I just knew I had to make a change, and knew that, you know, I needed to take less hours, focus on the things I was in, just take my time, because time here is already limited.
Yeah.
And so I just wanted to like, yeah, once again, I just wanted to like take my time to like get through things. And I wanted to just enjoy my college experience, and I wanted to enjoy the classes I was in, instead of just like dreading going to these classes just to get a business degree.
Yeah, absolutely.
That you can use anywhere. And so I think, like, a lot of people are always scared to change their major. And a lot of times we get pressure put on us that we can't. And, you know, we're afraid we're going to disappoint people or whatever. But at the same time, like,
take the chance. Be happy.
Yeah. You need to be happy. And, like, you need to take care of yourself, and you know what's best for you better than anyone does. Mm-hmm. And so it's important to just, like, listen to yourself and what your heart's telling you, and even sometimes, like, what your head's telling you. Like, sometimes it's right, too. But I just, it's never too late to change your major. I mean, obviously, if you're a senior, maybe not. Hopefully, you've already figured it out by then. But it's still, like, if you're unhappy with what you're doing, like, please change your major. Find something you're passionate about, something you're going to enjoy, and it just makes the it just makes the whole experience, like, 1,000 times better. And I've seen that firsthand, and I'll vouch for that till the end of the world. So
I mean, I would vouch for that too, because like, just knowing you and seeing the change, like, since you've changed your major, because, like, we do have classes together now and we do live together, mm-hmm. and just, like, seeing all of that, like, you are much happier. Yeah. And it's nicer to see you happier and to see that you're mm-hmm. actually doing something that you enjoy, yeah. and being around people you enjoy and in classes you enjoy, and, like, you just seem happier all around. So I yeah. can, like, vouch for that as, like, an outside source too.
And it's given me, like, more I don't know what the word is, but I've been able, because I'm just, like, happier and, like, in a good place and, like, just kind of a lot more carefree than I've ever been in my entire life. I mean, I'm so go with the flow right now that I don't even know what's wrong with me. And, like, it's the, like, kind of the best feeling ever. Like, my planner is in an absolute mess. I used to be super duper organized, and now I don't care as much. I just think, like, there's so much more to life now than, like, any, like, being super, super, super organized and things. And, like, obviously, like, I still stay organized, but I just think, like, there's a lot more to life than making to-do lists on every single thing and having everything, like, neat and perfect and all this stuff, and then, like, spending more time on doing stuff like that and spending more time on school than, like, building relationships. And that was something, like, I wanted to build as many relationships as I could here, and I wanted to make as many lifelong friends as I could, and I wanted to just be myself. I wanted to allow myself to just be true to who I am to build those relationships. And so, like, I found that by, like, changing my major, taking less hours, like, getting, like, health in order and stuff. And, like, yeah. it's made the world of a difference, and, like, it's the best decision I've ever made. So it's
fantastic.
Yeah.
Because so my next question was going to be, what is it, some advice that you could have?
Oh, yeah.
For underclassmen. And I think the last, like, few talking points that you've had have just given them some of the best advice, and they know that it was just truly from your heart and your experiences, because, like, I didn't even provoke that. You know, do the things that are going to make you happy, build relationships, value your time. Like, those are some of yeah. the best pieces of advice that you could give. So that was absolutely perfect.
Oh, thank
you. That was so great. So now I only have one question, so I like to end on something that's fun, and I ask different types of favorites. And so the favorites that I have for you are, so what is your favorite type of clothing, your favorite flavor of pizza or style of pizza, and then your favorite drink?
Okay, favorite type of clothing. Well, currently, I'm in my favorite type of clothing, so big baggy sweatshirt, leggings, and sneakers.
That's your ideal look. This is, like, the Blair trend. Like, this is how she comes to class all the
every
time. And she
day.
Always looks so comfortable, and I, like, wish I feel like I'm never at that level of comfiness, and I'm quite jealous.
Yeah, and I always try to, even, like, when I'm having to dress for a presentation or something, I'm always, if you see me, I'll be in black skinny jeans, maybe a booty, and then, or heels, and then an oversized sweater, an oversized shirt. I mean,
that's what you wore last week for a presentation.
That's exactly what I wore. Yep. So, yeah, that's my look, my ideal outfit.
Another piece of advice from Blair, be comfortable.
Yes. Oh, be Always. Comfortable. You have so much to live for. Just be comfortable doing it. It makes it 100 times better.
Absolutely.
Okay, what was the next one?
Flavor or style of pizza.
Ooh, okay.
Like, whatever your favorite topping
cheese.
Is. Cheese? Just plain cheese pizza?
Yeah. Well, cheese pizza, I mean, obviously, if cheese isn't an option, I'll just pick the pepperonis off of pizza. I don't really eat the pepperonis. I'll eat sausage sometimes, but I'd rather pick pepperonis off. Mm-hmm. But Pizza Shuttle, cream cheese pizza.
That is a thing. If you are not from the Baldwin Baker Lawrence area. So Pizza Shuttle is a thing. You can go. You can get a 6-slice, 14-inch.
It's 10-inch and 14-inch.
Yeah, 10 and 14-inch are your options. Pizza and a drink for $5. Mm-hmm. And basically, we live off that because we're broke college students.
And they're open till 2 a.m.
Yes.
On weekends. I don't know what it is normal, like weekdays.
It's 2 a.m.
2 a.m.?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like 1 a.m. and 2 a.m. So basically, the college students dream, and it's just the most amazing thing ever. Okay. So if you've never had it, you need to definitely get Pizza Shuttle if you're ever in the area, because it's the only one in the world.
Yeah.
So, it's so good. Okay, yes. So check out Pizza Shuttle. And then your favorite drink?
Dr. Pepper. Hands down. Give me a Coke. A Dr. Pepper.
Beautiful. All right. So, thank you, Blair,
for having me.
My guest. I was super excited to talk about junior year, especially with someone who has been in the studio before and has been on the show. So, this was the third episode of College Among the Classes here on Blend It. And again, as always, go check out the Blender on BakerRadio.org on Wednesdays from 6 to 8 Central and 4 to 6 Pacific. Come check me out, your host, Brittany from the West Coast. But again, thank you so much, Blair.
Thank you, Brittany.
All right, everyone, have a absolutely wonderful day.